We've talked about this before. We realize we're two moms, and there might be some dads out there who want some fair play. So we sometimes talk to dads or hear from dads about what they think. And we started talking to some WGN dads as our way into this. And one of those dads is John Williams, who has two sons.
Yeah, and John has spent hours and hours and summers and years on the baseball diamond. So he has his own take.
My son's high school baseball team was pretty good. In one game not that long ago, we lost to a team that we and they thought we should beat. The pivotal play, one of our guys hit a home run to center. The umpire, standing on the infield grass, couldn't tell in the outfield glare if the ball went over on the fly, a home run, or bounced over for a ground rule double. He ruled it a double. We lost the game, and afterwards, walking to our car, I saw the umpire. He was loading his gear into his trunk, and I had to tell him, just as a helping sort of thing, that he got the call wrong, so he wouldn't do it again. I was civil about it, and he seemed to appreciate my gesture not very much at all. I guess I can't blame him. Umpires, especially at the youth and high school levels, are defensive about what they do because they've been publicly judged and criticized before. The job does not pay enough to put up with that. When I look back at all the games I've watched, one son played until he was 13. Another played through 4 years of college ball. No one great incident stands out. Some of the dads were bullies, and when the ump was a teenager, they'd sometimes try to influence a play or a whole game. Starting when the kids are about age 9, parents start to lose their minds. The parents of 10-year-olds are worse than that. Parents of 11-year-olds are worse than the 10. The 12s are worse than the 11s, and so on. But as the kids get older, playing in high school, parents start to realize that their control of the game is shifting away to other adults. You don't see many videos on YouTube of parents blowing up on high school refs, in part because the parents aren't the coaches anymore. It's those little league years, compounded by the pressure, promise, and expensive travel ball, that really brings out the worst in us adults. You want everything for your kid, and when they are denied something to which they are entitled, even if it's a stolen base at a West Suburban 10-year-old tournament, we sort of go cuckoo. It's the principle of the thing, we say, and it is. My advice, play less travel ball. Don't play 85 games. Average players don't want to play that much, and good players don't need it. And no alcohol at the game. Some tournaments serve beer. This is not good. Videotape the action less. And if you do capture a fight or something ugly, don't post it. Stand farther away, down the left field line. That's why it was invented. Wives, curb your crazy husbands. Husbands, your crazy wives.
There you have it, John Williams. What do they say about him? Big thoughts? He's got them.
Thanks for joining us on Apparently.
I'm Ann Johnsos.
And I'm Tracy Weiner.